Puckett's, where the main ingredients are real people, real food, and real atmosphere. Proud to sponsor the Pickin' Porch from Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3.
Miller in the Morning here. We have our Pickin' Porch, and on the Pickin' Porch right now is a gentleman named Stephen Cade out of Nashville. He's a songwriter, performer, he's an artist, he does everything. What are you doing in Chattanooga, Steve?
Well, we are here for a Giving Guitars tour. I'm also performing, I performed last night at Puckett's, I'm performing tonight at the A-Loft, and we're just getting the word out about Giving Guitars, and we are on a mission to really help break the cycle of poverty with music and using music as that vehicle to do that. We go to shelters. We've been to 81 shelters in the last 2 years across 16 states and donated over 200 guitars. And we are here today to donate to the Shambliss Center, which is the Children's Center, and we're excited about it.
Well, I'll tell you, we're excited to have you. And, of course, the Pickin' Porch is brought to you by Puckett's. Where are you getting these guitars that you're giving away?
Well, the guitars are coming from a different places. One is one of our distributors is Guitar Center. We go to Guitar Center, and they
help. That's an awesome place.
It is. Yeah. They help a little bit, but mostly, you know, we got donors that really help with that whole process, and we're just thankful for that.
You know, that's a great idea too, to get people involved in music. Once you get involved in music, man, that takes all the problems away, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's very helpful. It's a modality, and you know, recently we've been even working with vets, and that's a big honor there to do that. So,
well, favor me with one of your tunes, my friend.
For sure.
Million voices making noise in the world today. People shouting, people yelling, people preaching their hate. And it feels like love's a whisper or a silent prayer. Sometimes you forget that it's even there. So turn it up, just like your favorite song. From the bottom of your heart to the top of your lungs, let it ring. Like a church bell on Sunday, maybe one day, together we can sing and drown out all the hate and the doubters. Let's make love louder. There used to be a time you could always find someone's helping hand. People giving, people loving, whatever happened to that? Nowadays it seems like love is falling on deaf ears. If we keep it quiet, it's gonna disappear. So turn it up, just like your favorite song. From the bottom of your heart to the top of your lungs, let it ring. Like a church bell on Sunday, maybe one day, together we can sing and drown out all the hate and the doubters. I swear I know that it's still out there. Let's make love louder.
I'm assuming that's the title of the song, too.
That is, yeah. Love Louder, yes.
So, you growing up, who's your musical heroes that you used to idolize?
I was born and raised in Houston, Texas, right around the corner from a place they used to call Mickey Gillies. And at that time, a lot of people would come through Mickey Gillies that were nobody's. You know, George Strait. And
Can you imagine George Strait as a nobody?
He can't imagine it. But everybody who was somebody, I always say, was nobody at one time, you know?
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
So, you know, just really growing up in Texas, I got that. I got blessed to hear a lot of country music, let's just say that. And so country music has always been a part of me, but I've also loved, you know, all kind of different musical influences, you know, from Michael Jackson to Billy Joel and Rod Stewart and, you know, even current people like Keith Urban and Brad Paisley. So it's just all kind of influences have touched me as an artist.
As an artist, favor me with another tune from your repertoire, my friend.
100%. I would love to.
What do you need?
I need my capo.
Oh, okay.
Which is right in there, and I will play.
First of all, who's your assistant that's getting the capo?
Yes.
Who is that lady?
That is my wonderful wife, Kelly.
Oh, okay.
We've been married 16 years.
Wonderful.
And we're blessed. We got two kids, my son Levi and my daughter Eliana. And so we travel together as a family and have a great time. So, yeah, let's see. I will play you a song that I wrote. You know, Jimmy Buffett just passed away.
Yes.
And I figured, who's going to be the guy that will take the torch that will possibly...
That's a tough one.
Well, let me tell you, I think Kenny Chesney could maybe do it.
That's true. They're both very, very similar mindsets.
Yeah. So I wrote a song called What Would Kenny Chesney Do? When the red lights and the concrete get to you, and the work week feels more like two, when the boss man wants the weekend too, and the time clock starts punching you, tell me, what would Kenny Chesney do? He'd pack a bag, get on a boat, pull up the anchor and let it float. Fill up the cooler, get the yacht fired up, pour a margarita in a solo cup, sunglasses on and t-shirt off, ain't too worried about getting lost. He'd be taking it easy, taking it in, soaking up the sunset view. Yeah, that's what Kenny would do. Yeah, Willie might take a little desert run. Hank would be on the river with an old shotgun. Dolly would take in a Smoky Mountain view. Luke would be on the farm with the two-lane brew. But I'm in a Kenny kind of mood. Yeah, yeah, to pack a bag, get on a boat, pull up the anchor and let it float. Fill up the cooler, get the yacht fired up, pour a margarita in a solo cup, sunglasses on and t-shirt off, ain't too worried about getting lost. He'd be taking it easy, taking it in, soaking up the sunset view. Yeah, that's what Kenny would do.
I think you convinced me. I think he's going to be the next one.
Yes, absolutely.
So who taught you to play guitar? Is that one of those self-taught things?
It is. I've been just strumming away at this sixth string for some time, and thankful to have been able to figure out a few chords here and there.
Well, I was lucky to have hillbilly neighbors who sat on their porch all the time playing. And my dad, I always tell this story, my dad bought a $15 Stella guitar and got it for me. And of course, I'm over there, boing, boing, boing. And I took it over to them. They tuned it up for me and taught me a few chords. And next thing you know, man, once you start playing an instrument, you can't stop. You love it, right?
Yeah, it's so therapeutic. It's so rewarding. And you get to share it with people, which is amazing.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a friend thing. You get to meet a lot of buddies like that. And so, yeah, it's pretty incredible.
I just did it to meet girls, basically. So that's all I did. I thought I was going to be the next Paul McCartney, but it didn't work out.
I think we all start off with some of those ambitions.
Well, we got time for one more tune, man. Favor me.
Well, sweet. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm going to go ahead and play you a song that I wrote called Amazing Grace. And Grace, you were the prettiest girl I'd seen on the Santa Monica beach. You sat next to me. I could see you were full of grace. Right then and there I knew I was no good for you. You wouldn't want to be with me, a sinner from Tennessee, who don't deserve an angel like you. You were the typical preacher's daughter, baptized in holy water. Blonde hair, green eyes, everything about you drives me wild. You were the sunrise on my darkest night, my wrecked world, you made it right. You took my life from dark and gray, and you colored it amazing grace.
How sweet the sound it would be to hear you call my name out through the halls of our home, together where we belong. Grace, you're always on my mind, every day and every night. Since the day that I left you behind, you were a typical preacher's daughter, baptized in holy water. Blonde hair, green eyes, everything about you drives me wild. You were the sunrise on my darkest night, my wrecked world, you made it right. You took my life from dark and gray, and you colored it amazing grace.
And that's pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of getting some artists and stuff to record your stuff? Is that why you're in Nashville?
Yeah, well,
you and a million other guys, incidentally.
Yes. Yeah. And I've already had like at least a dozen people already record some of my songs that are emerging artists.
Cool.
Of course, you always want to get the Tim McGraws and the Morgan Wallens,
sure.
Those to capture your songs. But at the same time, I'm out there doing it myself, and I'm thankful I can sing and present the songs myself.
If somebody wants to get in touch with you, maybe hire you to play somewhere or is interested in some of your songs, what's a good way to do that?
Best way is to go to stephencade.com, Stephen with a V, Cade with a C, C-A-D-E.com. And also you can learn more about the Giving Guitars with givingguitars.org. So, yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, give me one more. We're going to take you out with this song here.
For sure. I will play you a song that I wrote for my daughter. It's called Pinky Promise.
Okay.
Seems just like yesterday when I was holding your little sweet hand. Wasn't gonna miss the chance to take you to our first daddy-daughter dance. I've shown up late, I've missed some dates along the way. I've made mistakes, I even made your little heart break, but she loved me anyway. I'm just learning as I go. It's hard to admit when I don't know when it's right or when it's wrong. Maybe it's taken me a little too long, but I'm here to tell you now, I never ever want to let you down. I'll keep my word, cross my heart, when you wish upon a star. I'll always be the dad you could trust when you need someone who's honest, and keep every pinky promise. When you're finally driving on your 16th birthday till the day that you graduate, I'll be standing right there beside you when you say I do on your wedding day. Walking you down the aisle, tears in my smile. You're so beautiful, all dressed in white. It might take me a while to say goodbye, locking fingers one more time. I'm just learning as I go. It's hard to admit when I don't know when it's right, when it's wrong. Maybe it's taken me a little too long, but I'm here to tell you now, I never ever want to let you down. I'll keep my word, cross my heart, and when you wish upon a star, I'll always be the dad you could trust when you need someone who's honest, and keep every pinky promise.
You know, my daughter got married last week in Vegas. Why didn't you have that song to me by then?
Huh? Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, that would have fit perfect in there.
Yeah.
Instead, we had Elvis marry her.
You
and he did, People of Las Vegas. So.
Do you have any more daughters?
Yeah, well, they're all married.
Oh,
already,
okay.
So, yeah,
okay.
You're out of luck.
Well, maybe your granddaughters. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. You've been listening to The Pickin' Porch. Our special guest has been Stephen Cade. He's a singer-songwriter, performing artist. And, of course, if you know anybody who wants to be on our Pickin' Porch, brought to you by Puckett's, you can drop me a phone call at 423-702-9799 or Scott at WUUQradio.com. It's The Pickin' Porch.
Puckett's, where the main ingredients are real people, real food, and real atmosphere. proud to sponsor the Pickin' Porch from Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3.